From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, February 14th, 2025.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
A former SpaceX engineer has filed to challenge Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins next year as an independent. Steve Missler has more.
Philip Wrench of Waterboro is the first person to emerge as a competitor in a U.S. Senate race that's expected to be one of the most competitive in the country during next year's midterm elections. According to his LinkedIn page, Wrench spent more than 5 years working at SpaceX, the space exploration company owned by billionaire and Trump ally Elon Musk. Musk has been widely criticized lately for his unilateral dismantling of government agencies and programs. Wrench now serves on the board of Maine Space Corp, a quasi-governmental agency created in 2023 with the goal of ensuring that the state is positioned to compete in the space economy. He was nominated to that position by Governor Janet Mills, a Democrat. Wrench will have to collect 4,000 voter signatures by next summer to qualify for the ballot. Collins is expected to seek her sixth term, but her path could be complicated by Trump, whose consolidation of power in the GOP has come with loyalty demands that might not appeal to voters in a state that voted for Democratic candidate Kamala Harris last year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Democratic Maine House Speaker Ryan Fecteau is calling for the resignation of a Republican lawmaker recently indicted by a grand jury in Oxford County. Representative Randall Hall of Wilton was indicted earlier this week on charges that he forged signatures needed to access cash offered through Maine's taxpayer-funded campaign finance program. The 12 charges included 10 counts of aggregated forgery and violating the Maine Clean Elections Act. Hall was prevented from accessing the funds by the Maine Ethics Commission, which then referred its findings to the Maine Office of Attorney General. Speaker Fecteau said in a statement that the charges warrant Hall's immediate resignation from the Maine House of Representatives. Democrats currently hold a two-seat advantage in the House. Hall could not immediately be reached for comment. A Hallowell lawmaker says he'll introduce a bill to make the current federal drinking water limits for PFAS the legal standard in Maine. Democratic Representative Dan Shigori says the bill would assure that Maine's drinking water is safe, regardless of what the Trump administration might do with the regulations.
Because we're on a glide path now to meet the federal standards. If the federal standards go away, it's just a guarantee then that there would be some mechanism to say, no, you have to meet that standard.
Shigori says the state limit for PFAS is 20 parts per trillion, while regulations introduced last year set a limit of 4 parts per trillion. As the state faces a severe shortage of medical providers, Maine lawmakers are considering ways to help foreign-trained physicians get relicensed. But as Ari Snyder reports, a similar proposal put forward last year failed to get funded.
The bill, LD 105, would sponsor up to 10 training slots at accredited teaching hospitals around the state. The program would be aimed at immigrants in Maine who are licensed to practice medicine in other countries and who meet certain qualifications. Sarah Calder with Maine Health testified in favor of the bill earlier this month, saying that Maine desperately needs more doctors.
The workforce crisis is real. I get a weekly snapshot of the openings that we have within Maine Health, and we're currently recruiting for, I think, 117 physicians.
Representatives from state licensing boards and medical associations say the training requirements in the bill are sufficiently rigorous. The program would cost an estimated $2.5 million. The legislature advanced a similar proposal last year, but it ultimately did not get funded. That could cloud its future again this session, as the state faces an even tighter budget picture. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
Maine's craft beer industry is bracing for the possibility of tariffs on imported steel and aluminum starting next month. Sarah Bryan, the executive director of the Maine Brewers Guild, says most breweries in the state are canning their beer, often sourcing aluminum cans directly from Canadian companies or purchasing cans domestically that were manufactured with Canadian aluminum. She says only one or two main brewers consistently bottle their beer.
90%+ of our membership would be affected by higher aluminum costs, and it would raise their cost of goods, and inevitably that cost would get passed down to consumers, which is challenging in an already inflationary market.
Brian says if brewers wanted to bottle instead, it would take up to a year and more than $100,000 to make the operational changes. And while some brewers are trying to stockpile aluminum cans, Brian says most don't have the space or the money to purchase a larger supply before potential tariffs go into effect. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning starting at 8 for Weekend Edition with Carol Bousquet. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening and have a nice weekend.